Is it something I said?
No, there's two things going on.
Bill, I know it was a couple of years ago, but how much the fact that you were in with the Giants and you've got Mike Sullivan who was there, you know, last year, does it help in the preparation, knowing the inside scoop with these guys and just maybe tendencies?
I think it's more maybe the personnel that's still there from when Mike and I were there. It's not so much the scheme stuff. You're basing your plans on what they've shown on videotape, you know, last year and in the preseason and their opener. But you do have some familiarity with the personnel.
Justin Tuck was saying, you know, that Mike Sullivan's probably going to line up a lot of Giants plays, but it's going to be completely opposite. Is it more of a guessing game in this situation when you guys know each other so well?
You know, I think I know there might be some perception that, you know, there's a distinct advantage from a knowledge standpoint that we might have because Mike's here and just coming from that offense. But they do such an outstanding job, and Eli does in particular, of checking plays at the line of scrimmage. So unless you're able to really confuse him with different looks, you know, he's going to get him out of bad plays and put him into good plays. So, yeah, there's some familiarity with what they do. And, again, we base our plans off of the film anyways, the videotape. But Eli probably as good as anybody in the NFL as far as, you know, getting the clock down and really making you show what you're going to do and him putting them in the best play.
Coach, you talk about the thought process behind putting the green stickered helmet, the microphone helmet on Levante David when Mason Foster had that responsibility during the preseason.
Yeah, that's very simple. The biggest thing is whoever is going to be playing on all three downs in that series, whoever we determine is going to be at what we call our dime Mike linebacker. When we go in third down, we put in the majority of DBs. That guy has the what we call a walkie-talkie for that series. So that's all it is. And so if Mace is playing, going to play on third down that series, instead of Levante, he'd have the helmet.
So is that something that you envision them kind of switching back and forth throughout the season?
Absolutely, yeah. We did it a year ago in Miami. We had two guys that we played. We alternated on the third down because we played dime also there. And, yeah, you just switch it by series. Whoever's going to play on third down that series wears it. Yeah.
Have you been surprised at how well Levante's been able to pick things up and how well he's done through the preseason, even that first game?
I don't know if I'd say surprised or pleasantly surprised, I should say. You know, encouraged. We thought he was a really good player coming out, and he's definitely lived up to those expectations. I thought he's had a real nice preseason, and he's only getting better. And, you know, he's a naturally instinctive player. So I wouldn't say really surprised, but just encouraged by the fact that he's done kind of what we thought he was going to do coming out.
Saw from Gerald Sunday. I saw a lot of things. So I'm going to jump out of you.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is just his explosiveness off the ball. That even if sometimes he wasn't, quote unquote, doing the right thing or maybe in the right gap, he really was physically pushing the line of scrimmage back in the run game and the pass game. And that really showed itself. Like I said, if you weren't even familiar at all with what his responsibility was on the defense, one thing you couldn't help but notice just watching him from the press box or watching the film is that he can really push the line of scrimmage.
Coach, are you sensing on this team, on this defense, that they are playing with a chip on their shoulder right now, considering a lot was made of the fact that they finished so poorly last year and it's a new season?
I think our guys have a lot of pride. That's the one nice thing. Even when we first came here in the spring, you know, and I can really only speak primarily for our defensive players. Like, our guys like football, and they got a lot of personal pride. So I don't know if they reflect too much or think back on the past too much, but they know that every week they're going to have a major challenge, right? It's a very, very competitive league, as you know. And so they come out every single are counting on them coming out every single Sunday really prepared to battle and compete because they know what they're up against every single week in our conference, in our league. You know what I mean?
In your wildest dreams, could you imagine holding the Carolina Panthers to 10 yards rushing?
I didn't think so, and you know, but if you really look at the stats, you know, they threw the ball a little bit more than we anticipated, so they're not going to get the rushing yards just on attempts alone. You know what I mean? And, you know, our offense put us in a great position going down the opening drive and scoring, so even if it's subconsciously, you know, sometimes offensively you're a little bit behind and you might just your run pass stats might get a little tilted even in the first half. So that's the biggest thing is that, you know, they threw the ball more in the second half being down a little bit.
Coach Dave Moore, who's on the Bucs broadcast team, he referenced that you and your staff met with college coaches who had success against the spread offense. Can you talk about that a little bit, or how that process went?
Yeah, they're all happened to be on the Buck coaching staff. All those college guys that we're talking about, they're all on the Buck coaching staff because, you know, Greg and his staff, they saw that regularly at Rutgers. You know, that's the norm in college football now, as you know. So those guys had extensive background in trying to defend that kind of stuff. And so, you know, we had a plan from even in the spring for what we referred to as the gun run game, you know, where Cam is running the ball or reading the defensive alignment to either give it or keep it himself. So, yeah, all that experience came from guys who are currently on our staff that came with Greg from Rutgers.
Is there more focus stopping Eli this week, given the fact that the Giants have really struggled running the ball, and you're coming off a strong game, you know, and stopping the run in terms of the limited ones you had?
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, Eli drives the engine there. There's no doubt. But in each game, our number one goal is always to defend the run first. It just sets up the whole down and distance scenarios on second and third down. And regardless of what they did a year ago or, you know, how it might be perceived, they ran the ball against Dallas. We know they're going to run the ball. I know that's what Tom and Kevin believe there because the same thing. They're trying to get themselves in reasonable second and third down scenarios. So, you know, even if we were playing, and Eli is definitely one of them, if we were playing one of the most prolific quarterbacks in the league, and he is definitely one of them, we still go into the game saying that I'm first and second now. We got to stop the run so that we can get into hopefully favorable, you know, second and third down situations.
Can you talk about Brandon McDonald's emergence as a guy who was cut and came back and had, you know, seemed to play pretty well last week?
Yeah, he's done a great job for us. You know, right around when they're, you know, cutting down the roster, there's a lot of juggling that goes around daily, as you know. And so it's not uncommon for a scenario like that to happen. But he's an experienced veteran who has played a lot and has started, you know, in a lot of NFL games. And, yeah, we're glad to have him. He did a real nice job the other day against Carolina.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Good seeing you guys.